In one whole month? In a while, in 4 weeks or something?
Something like that. Reminded this morning for a trip in India, there was two things that were omnipresent in India. One was Shiva and the other was a bottle of water. Used to drinking water from a bottle on the trip. So. 8 glasses a day, right? Good for your health. So I thought this morning I'd share the talk I gave in Chennai at the end of the trip. We had a gathering at the hotel, and the inner searchers there and our staff, which is 90, of course. I think about 150 guests came, something like that. So we had about 250 in the room. And very nice group of, lots of them were people that were helping us with artwork and various other projects over the years. So Writers for Hinduism Today, priests, we had Abhamurti's elder son was there, Shanmugam. So all of our various contacts in the different areas we work in were present and represented. So the event had two themes. One was Yerevan Temple, and for that we played the video which shows about Gurudeva and the temple. I guess we don't call them videos anymore, you call them what? DVDs? Is it a DVD we play? That was nicely received, beautifully done. There's wonderful scenes of Gurudeva dancing and so forth besides the temple, which really gives it a nice life. Have you seen that here? Everyone see it? No.
I don't think most people have.
No, maybe we need to show it to
our... I actually have one. I can, oh. So everyone knows, I mean, I can bring to our next mission gathering.
That'd be nice. No, it's nothing new. I mean, you've seen it, but it's organized in a new way. And was it about 20 minutes? 20-minute introduction, just long enough. You know, it doesn't go into great detail. It's not like Shankar Navan's, you know, long video on the temple. This just has a few shots from his at the end, which is very nice to see the virtual temple come to life. So that was the Yerevan portion, and then the Hinduism Today portion was basically my talk. So the talk starts out about Hinduism Today and then goes a little broader at the end. So one of the statements I remembered, because I hadn't heard the phrase before, this was a long time ago, maybe 20 years ago, when Hinduism Today was just getting going at a certain level, maybe 15 years ago. Singapore, we were talking to Mr. Giri of Giri Trading Company, very large bookseller of Hindu books in Chennai. It's a nice shop near, two shops, one near Kapalishwar Temple and the other somewhere else, not too far away from there, which is more like an office. So they were talking to us about Hinduism Today, about reprinting Hinduism Today in India, different possibilities. And they used the phrase, you know, Hinduism Today was like carrying coal to Newcastle. And, you know, I'd never heard that one before. It was a classic British statement, you know, carrying coal to Newcastle. So I had to find out what it meant, first of all. So I found out, well, Newcastle is like where most of the coal in England is in Newcastle. So, I mean, to carry coal to Newcastle is ridiculous because you already have most of the coal of the whole country is sitting there. So it would be like bringing water to Lake Tahoe. For example, we've got plenty of water already. It doesn't need any. So anyway, that's how it starts out. I decided, well, I don't know, use that phrase and start the talk with. Many years ago, a bookseller in Chennai made the comment to me that distributing in India a magazine on Hinduism that was produced in Hawaii, was comparable to carrying coal to Newcastle. Though there is, of course, some truth to this, the comparison overlooks the important point that though there are many excellent Hindu magazines printed in India, most represent a specific organization, and the articles in them only present that organization's philosophy. Possibly it's all of them, but I didn't want to say all magazines. Someone might pull one out, but that's not the case. I said most, to be conservative. But it's probably all. Hinduism Today was created, on the other hand, to present information on all of Hinduism's major sects and lineages, not just one. Furthermore, its first purpose is to foster Hindu solidarity as a unity and diversity among all sects and lineages. An illustration of the idea of Hindu solidarity is found in the problem of conversion, particularly to Christianity. The issues involved in conversion are quite similar in all countries. Therefore, if we read in Hinduism Today of solutions that are successful, for example, in Malaysia, we can apply many of them in our own country. In conversion and many other issues as well, Hinduism Today encourages all Hindus worldwide to stand together to face their common problems, which is the essence of the idea of Hindu solidarity. Hinduism Today is also able to present information on all the major sects and denominations. This broad editorial policy enables it to produce articles that give more of an overview of Hinduism than is common. For example, an article in the October 2003 issue presented an in-depth look at the four denominations of Hinduism, Saivism, Shaktism, Vaishnavism, and Smartism. Understanding the existence of these four widely diverse viewpoints within Hinduism is central to holding a clear understanding of the religion. Yet often textbooks and displays on Hinduism leave out this core concept. So for an example of that is producing a museum display for Hinduism as part of the Vishnu Mandir in Toronto. They have the Vishnu Mandir as its temple, and then next to it they're creating a hall which devoted to presenting information on Hinduism in various displays. It's going to be quite nice when it's done with a fountain coming down, and big lotus and different things, and grandly conceived. So, the person who was behind it all, Dr. Dubai, very fine man, a medical doctor by profession, he's really the force behind this temple, showed me the material they were presenting in the exhibit. And it left out the four denominations. It wasn't there. And, you know, it goes into all six Vedanta philosophies in great detail, which is more like a historical or academic exercise than something that's really that useful. But the idea that there's four denominations wasn't present. So we sent that off, right, that information, so we sent off our Hinduism Today article on the four denominations, encouraging him to include it in the exhibit as a very useful statement. In fact, you know, when we did it, we had that in mind, that it could be sent off to various places and help this idea get presented, because it's so, Hinduism is so much clearer when you realize there's four different points of view on it. And then you begin to, when something is said, you begin to ask yourself, what point of view was that? You know, because quite often the smarter point of view gets put forward as if it's the Hindu point of view. The smarter point of view on the deities, for example, that all deities are different aspects of the one supreme being, gets put forward as if that's the way all Hindus look at it. And of course they don't. That's the way the smarter Hindus look at it. We like to say that Hinduism has a leadership rather than a readership, meaning that many of those receiving the magazine are the heads of Hindu groups or teachers in these groups. The increased urbanization in India and diaspora outside of India has isolated many Hindus from their family's traditional source of knowledge on Hinduism, such as grandparents or a nearby mother. Hinduism Today helps fill this gap with articles that explain the reasons behind the traditional Hindu practices. So this becomes more of an issue every year as more and more Hindus are outside of India and more Hindus in India are in the cities and outside of their traditional villages. The kids ask for answers and there aren't any. The parents don't know how to answer the questions. They don't have a resource person there to help them. So Hinduism today can help fill that need.